How can you turn down an opportunity like this? It'll allow you to do something you love, taking fabulous photographs, and it'll help raise money for the Fireman's Fund, a very worthwhile cause. They do all kinds of great things for the neighborhood. Ricky pursed her lips. Why did Cassie have to be so persuasive? Cassie laughed. You know you want to. Just say yes. I suppose I could meet with them and see what they're looking for. Actually, I'm the one managing the whole thing for them. My dad and the chief are old friends, and ever since I was a kid, our whole family used to help out at the fundraisers. So now I'm volunteering my publicist talent to them. Oh no, that means I'm volunteering too, right? Well, you're between jobs right now, so you have the time, and I had a great idea. You know I have a few author clients who would be thrilled to have original photos of sexy guys for their book covers, rather than the same old stock art. So, I suggested to the guys that in exchange for your time, they agree to let you take extra shots of them, and they'll give you the rights to use their images. That means you can start building up a portfolio of pictures of sexy, half-naked men. At Ricky's dubious expression, Cassie added, "You can probably charge anywhere from $400 to $600 per image, as long as you make them exclusive to the author." You think your author clients will actually spend that much? I believe they will, and one of them is just starting a new series, so that could turn into 5 or more covers right off the bat. She totally trusts my judgment, and I have total confidence in your ability. Okay, I guess I can't really say no. Ricky's fingers curled around the sheets as she lay in her dark bedroom. Images of a big, muscular man carrying an axe, his naked chest dripping with perspiration, gliding through her brain. The ridges of his muscles gleamed in the light of the fire. His face was smudged with soot, and the curved lines of his fireman's hat complemented the masculinity of his angular face. Damn. Ever since Cassie had suggested Ricky do this calendar project, Ricky had been swamped with sexy dreams of firemen, stripping naked in front of her, their cocks hanging free. And their cocks were always so big, big enough to be downright daunting. She shook her head. Of course they'd be daunting. Any size would be daunting to her, given her limited experience. Extremely limited experience. She closed her eyes again, but all she could think about were big, sexy firefighters, ripped and full of testosterone, sleeping in a firehouse together, showering together, their big naked bodies glistening with water. Oh God, she could feel her body reacting, the melting heat between her legs, the aching need inside her. She glided her fingers over her breast, then down between her legs. The flesh there was slick and needy, and her stomach tightened. She stroked a couple of times, then allowed her fingertip to graze the little bud buried in the folds, and wild sensations burst through her. No. She pulled her hand away and rolled onto her stomach, burying her face in the pillow. She wasn't going to do this again. It was pointless and frustrating. She suspected there was something physically wrong with her. It took forever to give herself an orgasm, and even then, she wasn't entirely sure that was what she was experiencing. She dug her fingers into the pillow, frustration flooding through her veins. Why did she have to be so totally incompetent in her sexuality?
Hey, Rumi. Tina looked up from her bowl of cereal. There's coffee in the pot.
Thanks. Ricky shuffled to the pot, tired from her restless night, and poured herself a cup, then sat across from Tina. Tina had bright blue eyes, always full of curiosity and a dash of mischief, and short honey blonde curls with a shock of hot pink, violet, and vivid peacock blue. Her nails were impeccably done to look like shiny black talons, coming to a sharp point at the end, with an intricate silver design etched on top. She even had a tiny silver skull charm dangling from a ring pierced through one.